Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Roger Little, CEO, President, and Chair of Spire Corporation, which trades on NASDAQ, ticker symbol as SPIR. And the company is a global solar company which provides production lines and capital equipment to manufacture PV modules and cells worldwide. Thanks for joining us today, Roger.
You're welcome.
Great. Start off by telling us about the company and some of the details of opening the ATC center.
Well, the company leads in selling, providing turnkey factories to manufacture photovoltaic modules. So photovoltaics is the conversion of sunlight to electricity. So we put in place factories for our customers that make the panels or the modules that do that. And we're all over the world. We're in more than 50 countries. We have more than 150 customers. And we've been doing this for 25 years or so. Now, with the growth of solar worldwide, we've expanded our activities, and one of the things we've done and we've just announced is that we've expanded upon a support laboratory, an advanced technology laboratory that we have here, to provide customers the services that they need in order to evaluate their photovoltaic modules, as well as to develop new materials and technology. So we work with large manufacturers of people that make silicon and people that make plastics and encapsulants and so forth. And we work with them to help them determine the characteristics of their materials that flow into photovoltaic modules and help them to steer their own internal research. And so that's what we announced, that the expansion of that laboratory to support them.
And how does this expansion take advantage of the government stimulus plan?
Well, it doesn't take advantage of the government stimulus plan. However, it is aimed at providing a stronger base of services and customer interactions, which can then be used to take advantage of the government stimulus plan. The government stimulus plan is quite exciting. It is just about ready to result in an acceleration of the use of solar in the United States. Analysis that we've looked at shows that with the government's help and the state initiatives that are going into place and things such as renewable portfolio standards that utilities have to implement, that the United States market will be the fastest growing in the world. It is projected to grow to a level in 2012, which equals today's world market. And we talk in terms of watts. So that's a 5 gigawatt market in the year 2012. Since the stimulus money is aimed at creating jobs in America, in order to serve the American market, manufacturing will have to go into place to hit that 5 gigawatt number. And right now, we've determined that there's about a 3 gigawatt shortfall. So it's a tremendous amount of new manufacturing capacity that has to go into place to satisfy the U.S. market. And that's what we're positioning ourselves for. We've positioned ourselves by advancing our equipment, but also putting into place this advanced technology center or laboratory for our customers.
And continue talking about some of the market trends and how well-positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Well, over the years, the markets have grown in photovoltaic solar. Over the past 10 years, they've compounded at greater than 25% per year. Over the past 5 years, it's been closer to 40% per year. So it is the fastest growing industry in the world, to my knowledge, the solar industry. However, all that growth has been international. 80% of our revenues in the year 2008 were internationally driven. So Germany has taken a leadership role. Japan has taken a leadership role. China has moved into manufacturing in a big way. So the United States has lagged the rest of the world. And what's going on now with the incentives being put into place and the help of the stimulus bill is the United States will now take will be the fastest growing market in the world starting very shortly when the money breaks loose in the fall.
Great. And now tell us a little bit about the company recently celebrated 25 years being listed on NASDAQ. Just talk a little bit about that before we move on.
Well, the company's been in business quite a long time. We've been in business since 1969. We began in business with space solar cells, things that power satellites, and then moved into terrestrial, Earth-based solar technology in the late 70s. In the early 80s, solar was projected to be a fast-growing industry. And at that point in time, I think it was 25 years, we're making 1983, we went public on NASDAQ. Shortly thereafter, of course, that was driven in part by the oil embargo in that period of time that we had. But shortly thereafter, the market in the interest in solar energy waned, and but we diversified. We built other businesses using solar technology. We built a biomedical device business. We built a semiconductor business and continued to pursue the solar business. So along the way, all those years, we've hung pretty tough with solar as well as growing these other businesses. And it hasn't been easy, and we're proud of the fact we've continued to be listed on NASDAQ, and we've continued to fulfill all the requirements of SEC reporting and Sarbanes-Oxley and everything else today. So it does show that we're tough guys, and we can get it done.
And what differentiates Spire from other companies in your sector?
We do have competition. We have competition from German companies and Japanese companies that manufacture the equipment. That's what we do. We manufacture the equipment that is used to produce the modules. We are, however, the only company that integrates our own equipment into a production line consisting of 5, 6 up to 15 different machines, and we sell the turnkey production line. So we differentiate ourselves by being the turnkey factory people, and the factories employ the equipment that we manufacture here in the United States, here in Massachusetts. So that's what distinguishes ourselves. So we provide the turnkey factory with training and material supplies and engineering designs and everything it takes for a customer to go into business. Our motto is we put you in business, we keep you in business. We can expand the factory later on. We can backward integrate you into material supplies that feed your module factory. So that gives us a unique position in the world.
And talk a little bit about the company and your subsidiary, Spire Semiconductor, and the being awarded the 18-month program by NREL.
Well, we were awarded a contract to develop a very advanced solar cell, and it just testifies to the depth of our technology here. This Spire Semiconductor actually provides the technology that we use in some of our manufacturing lines. This award is to produce an advanced cell which is very efficient. It's called the concentrator cell. It's made out of gallium arsenide. It has what they call multi-junctions, and it's 42% efficient is the target. That means 42% of the sunlight striking it is converted to electricity. In a normal module that is produced out of silicon, typically 16% of the sunlight striking it is converted to electricity. With the 42% efficient cell, we have to concentrate the sunlight. So we collect it in a big funnel, and we funnel it down to a small spot, and the spot shines on this cell and produces electricity. So that is a technology which has promise in the future. And, you know, we're prepared to, in this case, sell the solar cell itself to the people who then integrate it in their collector systems.
So moving on, talk a little bit about the company's growth. Are you looking at organic growth moving forward, or would you consider M&A opportunities?
We are not considering M&A opportunities. We feel we've got all the technology we need. We're in a fast-growing market. We're just totally focused on operations and profitability and cash flow, and we do not want to extend ourselves by trying to absorb another entity which the level of compatibility would be questionable, I guess I would say. I think we've got all the tools we need to be successful now, so we're not pursuing any M&A activities.
And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Roger, as well as perhaps some of that of your key management team.
I started the company in 1969, so I've been here for the duration, and I count my life in quarters. You know, we're closing in on my 160th quarter, would you believe? So I came out of MIT, and I worked in a couple of places for maybe a year or so, and then started Spire. And over the years, we've grown more recently, and we've doubled each of the past 2 years in size, and we continue to grow. I have a strong management team. I have an excellent chief operating officer, a VP of solar technology. We have manufacturing people that have a great deal of experience. We've built a solid marketing and sales team. So I feel confident that we have all the people and all the knowledge and all the desire to really grab on to this fast-growing market, especially here in America.
And what specific objectives have you and the rest of the management team set for SPI over the next 12 months?
Over the next 12 months, we have initiated a program which we call Come to America. So in order to fulfill the manufacturing requirements that I mentioned, there's got to be a lot of expansion of existing manufacturers, and there are very few in the United States right now, as well as new factories which are set up by foreign entities which are currently manufacturing in other countries. So our goals over the next few months are to begin to bring in and establish and expand manufacturing in the United States, and we're totally focused on that. We have goals which are revenue-driven and profitability-driven, which will reflect how successful we'll be in this arena. There's clearly no lack of market growth opportunity for us. We want to maintain our market share, even grow our market share. And, of course, we want to make sure that in the United States, in America, that Spire, a homegrown company, is the dominant player.
And do you think that investors understand the general direction that the company is headed in?
I believe that some investors know the general direction. I do not believe many investors appreciate the opportunity. So So if there's 3 gigawatts of growth available in manufacturing in a 3-year period, and the manufacturing capital investment requirements are on the order of $1.50 to $2 per watt, you know, you're really talking about a $5 billion market for capital equipment. So the market opportunity is huge, and I do not think there are many stockholders or people that follow a company that can appreciate that right now.
And what would you say? Is it just they don't understand the technical terms, or more?
No, they don't understand the magnitude of the opportunity. I think people who follow us know what we do. And they know that we have leading-edge technology, and they know that our brand is second to none in the world. I don't think they know what's going to happen in the United States, what the requirements are going to be for capital investments in the kinds of things that we sell. And that's going to surprise them as time goes on.
Great. And once again, joining us is today is Roger Little, CEO, President, and Chair of Spire Corporation, which trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is SPIR. The company currently trading at $5.60 a share. And before we conclude, Roger, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Spire as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think that some of the key reasons are one, we've shown our ability to perform and our longevity. Two is we've done well in an international arena, and now the market's coming into our backyard. I would say other reasons are we have the right products, the right people, the timing is right. I think there's no question that the opportunity has never been greater.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth. And thanks for taking the time to update us today, Roger.
You're welcome.